The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
the beast.
We're told in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan! Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
They're here.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
From the heartland of America, where we're back in the saddle, I'm Derek Gilbert.
Where's the saddle?
They just look like...
Saddle soap. That's what we have here. Saddle soap boxes.
Look like office chairs. Yes, I'm Derek
Gilbert. It's a comfy office chair. I'm Sharon Gilbert, and we are back from the holiday break. Derek's back from his adventures in South Carolina.
Yeah, parts unknown. Oh, South Carolina.
I was going to say, your family knows it.
Well, yeah, we were just kind of joking about that. My 11-year-old nephew is at an age now where pro wrestling is really cool and totally real. And we were commenting on how all of those really funky wrestlers, the really weird ones with the masks or the ones who have these strange persona, like, you know, the Undertaker or whatever, they're always from parts unknown. Always from parts unknown. You know, back when
parts unknown, Indiana.
When I was really into wrestling, which was after college, actually. Well, and when I was his age, there were these guys who looked like they came out of the, you know, the mountains of East Tennessee or something. You know, the Moondogs. Moondogs, mm-hmm. Rex and Moondogs Spot, and their gimmick mm-hmm. was they gnawed on these big old bones and stuff. They were from parts unknown. And then you had Mad Dog Vachon. Well, no, he was from Canada. But
Did they all grow up together in the same
town?
Well,
see, that's what I wonder. Where is this part that is unknown? Parts unknown. You go off to parts unknown.
Ask Sam about it, because a lot of times he heads out to parts unknown.
Yeah. I mean, is that where they make... I guess that's where they have a factory that churns out all the weird wrestlers.
I don't know. Anyway, you're back from parts unknown.
I'm back from parts unknown. And glad
to be. Are you a wrestler now?
No. Mm-mm. Except with concepts and ideas. Yes.
You have brand new glasses.
Yeah.
You look sort of like the glasses guy in Heroes.
Oh, the old horn-rim glasses guy.
Horn-rim, yeah.
Yeah, these are a little more modern looking than the horn-rimmed glasses, which his were really sort of traditional, old school.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yours
these are
new
a
school.
Cooler.
They're so retro, they're natro.
Yeah. And the good thing is now I can see the letters on the page again without having to hold the book at beyond arm's length.
Should we say what they are? They're not single vision.
No, they are not. They are what they call progressive lenses, which does not mean I view things now as a progressive.
Although.
No, not going there, because that's a slippery slope.
It is indeed. Yep. It
and is. And you know
indeed.
Where it leads. Well, anyway.
Well, we're going to see where we can go.
Going on over Thanksgiving week?
Lots of WikiLeaks.
Who's
this kid Manning?
The one who's being blamed for
everything.
Well, he's the one, apparently, who it is supposed leaked all this stuff to Julian Assange and his crew at WikiLeaks.
Is he a real guy?
Well, as far as we know. I mean, as far as we can document anything that the military puts up there. I mean, if you've never seen the movie Wag the Dog, you'll get an idea of what we're talking about.
Old Shoe.
Yeah, Old Shoe. Who is this guy? Well, we just need to find some guy somewhere that we can, you know, build a story around. Okay. And as long as the media says it's true, then it must be true.
The media is eating this up. I mean, the New York Times was leading the way because mm-hmm. apparently they were given peeks at it early on. Those things that didn't leak to the media over the weekend.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we talked about this before with WikiLeaks. How is it that this guy is supposed to be this rogue, this rake who should be, you know, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, is somehow able to leak these documents in advance to the Associated Press and the Washington Post and the New York Times?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
There's something really stinky about this.
It really is true, and. Dave Emery, whose podcast I've referred to periodically, did a program on WikiLeaks. And, you know, we kind of offhandedly said, oh, this is probably CIA. Well, he actually dug into it a little bit and has turned up some evidence that would indicate that it's not necessarily just CIA, but there may be other intelligence connections to Julian Assange and what he's doing here, and that this information that's coming out is being put out for specific reasons. In other words,
supposedly WikiLeaks was started by someone in China
as part of this group. In fact, they also had in there the guy who runs the website Cryptome.org,
mm-hmm.
which is also a WikiLeaks type website where they release documents mm-hmm. that the government would prefer to keep secret. But this guy, once he found out that they were, once WikiLeaks had been organized, that they were planning to go out and secure financing, you know, they were going to, you know, essentially do a sort of an IPO to raise money. He said, no, this is not why I'm doing this. And he got out. But that is what WikiLeaks is doing. They're making money on this under the table. Somebody's paying them, and the information that is coming out is intended to make certain parties like Iran and China and North Korea look bad.
And certain people look bad.
That's right. I think, and this is just a theory, and I have no experience with the intelligence community to know whether I'm on base or totally out of the ballpark.
You'll know if you wake up on the island.
That we're watching a turf war between various intelligence agencies or various intelligence entities within various nation states.
I think that's a good theory.
Slugging it out. Bradley Manning is the name of the kid that you're talking about, and he is the subject of a number of articles, people calling him a danger to national security, a hero to others, or to some people, a danger to national security, a hero to others.
Old shoe.
Yeah, he's a U.S. Army soldier, and he's been in solitary confinement for the last 7 months now.
He is old shoe.
Yeah, yeah. So he was the one who apparently released that collateral murder video that went viral back in the spring. It was the video that showed a U.S. helicopter crew taking out insurgents and civilians, including children, back in 2007. And Manning was accused of giving WikiLeaks that particular tape, was arrested, and he could wind up getting 52 years in prison. And he's a person of interest in the recent WikiLeaks posting of the secret.
And he will be played by Nicolas Cage in the movie.
Yeah, Afghanistan war documents. So anyway, Bradley Manning is the one who's at the center of all this. He's taking the fall, although there are American politicians now calling for the head of Julian Assange. So we will see what happens there. But just bear in mind, you know, just look at the old question comes to mind, as it does every time something like this pops up. Who benefits? And if the fingers are pointing at Iran, it's because somebody wants us to demonize Iran or China or North Korea.
Hey, you want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
You and I have talked about gas fields mm-hmm. off the coast of Israel.
Right.
And there is a new one, a relatively new one, that has sort of been some experts have said, no, it's really not very bountiful, so to speak, and others that, well, anyway, it's now come out that it's actually a really good find.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Leviathan Field. You gotta love that.
Oh, only because it's so big. That's why. Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything else.
Initial drilling results showed that Israel's offshore Leviathan Field contains natural gas. What a shock.
Yeah, and of course, Hezbollah has claimed that it really belongs to them and that Israel is trying to steal the natural wealth of the Palestinian people, the Arab people, and so forth. So that
Well, I'm betting that the Plajarans, or whatever they're called, Billy Meyer talks to, are going to say it belongs to them.
Huh.
And maybe they're trying to get here via the Stargate.
Well, that's an interesting tie together, and we're going to get speculative here now, but there is an important point here, which is that...
What?
Yeah, which is
get that, your hats out, people.
Yeah, a new press release just issued today, which Sharon picked up on PR Web, is that astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth astronaut on the moon, but more importantly for our purposes, the co-founder of the Institute of Noetic Sciences,
mm-hmm.
IONS, with Paul N. Temple, of course, who is a major financier of the Family, which is allegedly an evangelical Christian group.
Here's a story.
Yeah. Hat tip to Constance.
A guy named Mitchell.
Yeah. Hat tip to Constance Cumby for picking up the financial links there. So you've got this major New Age organization tied through Paul Temple to the evangelical Christian group, The Family. But Edgar Mitchell, the co-founder of IONS, is going to sit down with famed UFO contactee Billy Meyer.
Well, he is, and also apparently Michael Horn, no relation to Tom Horn that we know of. Speaking of Tom Horn, you and I are going to be on his show on Thursday night.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we will likely be...
Sorry.
Did you just...
That was the iMac.
It's virtual burps.
Yes. Telling me I cannot do that, which I tried to do.
Well, what are you trying to do to
increase
it,
honey? Increase the font size.
Well, leave it alone.
My new glasses don't telescope.
That's not such a bad size. What was I talking about?
Tom Horn.
Tom Horn.
Thursday
We're going
night.
To be on his show on Thursday night, Blog Talk Radio, 7 mm-hmm. o'clock. And we probably will be talking about this noetic science and
right.
the family and this whole Billy Meyer thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was sitting this afternoon watching a 1978 movie called Contact, which is all about Billy Meyer. It's a group of investigators who go to his home, and it is really remote. He's a farmer up in them there hills in
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
And he speaks enough English that you're able to actually understand what it is that he experienced beginning in 1975 and the contact that he has had with various aliens.
Yeah, in air quotes, of course.
One who calls himself Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. And another calls himself Sunjaza, which...
And another calls himself Quetzal.
Yeah. And if you've been following us for any length of time, you know that Sunjaza is one of the names of the rebellious watchers who came down, named in the Book of Enoch, as the leader of the 200 rebels.
In fact, there's another one called Henoch.
Henoch. Mm-hmm. Convenience. I mean, coincidence, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Coincidence theorist.
Anyway, Billy Meyer is well known for his videos and still photos that are remarkably clear of ships hovering. Honestly, one of them, some of those videos look like Ed Wood did them. But I mean, they really, practically. I mean, they just don't look real. But I don't know what's going on with him. Either he is really making it up. And I kind of think that's not the deal. I think he would have been outed on that long ago if he were making this stuff up totally. So there's something there that science, Edgar Mitchell, who represents science, finds compelling about the information that these aliens have given to Meyer.
Well, we'll follow this because apparently they've not set a date yet. Discussions are underway. And Michael Horn is looking to – he is the U.S. media representative for Billy Meyer. And Horn says that Dr. Mitchell sent him an email that is acknowledging that Meyer's voluminous amount of published scientifically accurate information – now, of course, that's according to Michael Horn – was even better proof than the physical evidence such as UFO photos, films, et cetera. So once they've set a date, we will let you know about that and let you know what comes of it. But it is interesting – that, Dr. Mitchell's interest in these areas are very new age, not scientific. They are essentially putting a scientific gloss on, to borrow the description that Dr. Future and Tom Bionic have put on it at the Future Quake show. They're looking for scientific means to become possessed. They're trying to contact the spirit realm, and essentially they're doing it scientifically. But all that is, if you know anything at all about the way the spirit realm works, is just serving as a medium and becoming possessed, and that's what they're trying to do. So Billy Meyer, apparently, in his role as a contactee who's sharing information that he's getting from whatever these aliens tell him they're called, is serving as a medium. So that's what's going on there.
Did you know that absinthe is legal in the United States?
I guess we kind of found that out just sort of through a discussion earlier today.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at a site called feedmedrinkme.blogspot.com.
And that came up because we were talking with Sharon's sister about
DMT and
DMT and discussion that the presentation that Dr. Michael Bennett, or AKA Dr. Future, gave at the Nashville Last Days Conference, which included a section on absinthe and the effect on the mind. And Debbie said she'd heard about that and
This is an article that was posted at this site in 2008. Where to find legal absinthe in Indianapolis? That was the question posed. Huh. And the answer here is a reader raised this question in a thread below, and it made me wonder. Lucid, one of the four or so absinthes. Thank you. Absinthesis. That's the doctoral thesis that I wasn't there to write. Anyway, that absinthe, boy,
makes
you had a sibilance.
Grow fonder.
It does. Tested and determined legal last fall, is readily available. This is one called Lucid at Better Liquor Stores.
So you can just pick it up at any old place.
Yeah, this is bad.
Well, yes, because it makes you see things, and apparently these things that you see are not necessarily unreal. They're just not of this dimension.
This is nuts. Well, what started us down this trail with Debbie is that I had found an article that college kids down in Florida are now consuming essentially whipped cream that has 18-point-something% liquor alcohol in it. And Debbie said, oh, yeah, you can get that over at the corner liquor store here in town. Of course, we don't go there, so what do we know?
Yeah, but it's in the news lately because some states in the United States here are taking legal action, legislating against these caffeine alcohol drinks. Caffeinated alcohol beverages, which have been labeled a public health concern, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, last week, the day before Thanksgiving, the FDA announced that the manufacturers of seven of these beverages have stopped shipping them because the FDA sent them warning letters saying that the addition of caffeine to alcoholic beverages was not approved by the agency and that it was an unsafe food additive. You see, this is another example of the government trying to protect us from just being stupid. I mean, let's face it, if you are at the point, and most of these drinks are being marketed to teens, you know, teens, late teens, or young adults.
Teens who can't keep their pants up.
Exactly. And, you know, if somebody is going to yell those famous last words, hey, fellers, look at this, there's not much you can do through legislation to stop him from being stupid. But the thing that really makes me laugh about this is that the FDA is jumping in and saying, well, the caffeine is an unsafe additive when it comes to alcohol. Does this mean for hundreds of years, the prescribed remedy for sobering up a drunk has been unsafe? What do you do when you find somebody who's too drunk to, you know, walk home? You feed him coffee until he wakes up. Who knew? We were poisoning these people all these years. Oh, the horror, the untold tragedy and trauma we've inflicted on these people.
But, you know, the energy drinks have more than just caffeine in them.
Oh, sure, sure. They've got sugar.
Well, sugar, but there's another additive of some sort. I'll have to look it up, sorry.
Well, yeah, let me see what else is in these things. Essentially, they're energy drinks with alcohol. And the energy drinks, I think, are unsafe, frankly. Here's one. Caffeine and two other, guarana and taurine.
Guarana. That is what I was trying, yeah.
Okay. So essentially, yeah, these are just like energy drinks, which have been juiced up with alcohol. And I think the energy drinks are probably the energy drink components. All that sugar and other stuff that they put in there is probably the unsafe portion. But when
Let's see. As a dietary supplement, guarana is an effective energy booster. It contains about twice the caffeine found in coffee beans.
Ah.
Why aren't we drinking that in the morning? Well, because it's so expensive.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I, again, just think it's kind of silly. But, you know, what should we expect anything else from a government that says that we should, you know, get naked before we get on an airplane?
Here's the good news. Apparently, this caffeine in high enough concentrations is a defensive toxin that repels pathogens. Drink more coffee.
Exactly. Just skip the alcohol and you're fine.
I know.
Well, anyway, yeah, it is a it's a bizarre time to be in the United States.
You can buy capsules of guarana. Yeah.
Well,
just why buy energy drinks? Just, you know, pop a pill. It's easier. It's cleaner. It's cheaper.
Well, see, there's why. There's why they're legislating against it. It's cheaper. It's not been proved. It's
there's
the FDA.
A lot of money being made on these energy drinks. I you know, they're at the checkout counters. They're mm-hmm. point of sale
sure.
items, and they are $3 or $4 a piece, and they're just one little shot.
Mm-hmm. But
it's
not
nuts.
But not as much as you can make by selling people, you know. But by selling legal pharmaceuticals that have been approved by the FDA,
it's essentially what they are,
and are covered by insurance. And you know, that's the deal there. If you're taking your own stuff to feel better instead of taking the stuff that the doctor has to write you a script for, well, see, we just can't have that. Well, anyway.
Well, by the way, I posted a little story here about Pennsylvania and H1N1. Our good friend at Recombinomics.
Dr. Henry Nyman. Yes.
I really can't talk tonight. I posted on Facebook that I'm not really feeling that great this evening, and I was going to depend on Derek and Sam to carry the show. Sam, of course, will be singing us out.
If he wakes
up. If he wakes up.
Yeah.
But I put this up here, and if I remember correctly, Henry Nyman was saying that it looks like we may be headed into bad territory, that H1N1 may be heading for round two, a bad one.
And we've also seen the and this is something he's been writing about for a while. His timing might have been off, because he was actually saying, you know, this past spring would have been the time to watch if it had followed the pattern of the 1918-1919 Spanish flu, which thankfully it has not. But we will keep an eye on it. I also note that within the last couple of weeks, the first reported case of H5N1, the avian flu, in a couple of years. So that's kind of rearing its head again.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see what sort of mixing happens. Apparently H1N1 is, well, it's in pigs.
Mm-hmm. But interesting that apparently flu has been relatively minor this year. The flu season has been relatively minor.
You know, they're going to say it's because we gave everybody flu shots.
Which, of course, is not true.
No, it's not true.
We know that there were, you know, tens of millions of leftover doses of vaccine last year.
Probably so. A bunch that had to be thrown out. And if you get anything in your local Walgreens or other store, we see signs all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Flu shots given today.
Yeah, yeah. And so far, we've managed to avoid being stuck with a needle. So
they're not getting us, buddy.
That's right. So, what else is going on? We talked about the Gulf of Aden.
What is going on there?
Well, I just picked up on this.
There have been earthquakes.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, or week before last, and I just picked up a meme that neither one of us caught this year. Apparently, this is something that's really been floating in the deep conspiracy web that we're, you know, people are so...
People that have more than hats, they have whole suits made out of...
Yeah, yeah. So conspiratorial that... Well, anyway, it appears that there is a genuine magnetic anomaly around the Gulf of Aden, and nobody's quite sure exactly what has caused it, what's going on
you
there.
You mean similar to the Bermuda Triangle, that kind of anomaly?
Yeah, I need to do more reading
when
on
you,
it.
When
I
actually
really don't
travel
know.
Through it, that your compasses are off or something? Is that what you mean?
Something like that, yeah. But I don't know that that's actually the case in the Bermuda Triangle. But apparently the Gulf of Aden, you know, something. And there are a number of spots around the planet where your compass will malfunction. It won't point to, you know, to magnetic north.
Well, good luck finding it, because it's on the run.
Yeah. But... The explanation or an explanation that's being floated out there is that there's a stargate located 7 miles beneath the Gulf of Aden that has been activated and was, in fact, activated, apparently, on my birthday this past year. And I didn't even know.
I didn't know either.
They activated the stargate for my birthday, and I was not even aware.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's the story, that the earthquakes are somehow related to
the Stargate opening up.
The Stargate opening up.
Well, I found a story about that, and there's actually a picture. Now, It was a satellite image of the, I have to put it in here again. Let's see, Aden anomaly. See if I can find the picture. Anyway, it was a swirly kind of pattern that looked, kind of reminded me of the swirly pattern over...
Over Norway?
Norway,
And of the ancient villages of the Aryans.
They had swirlies?
Yeah, they apparently built their villages in a spiral shape.
There you go. Can you see it?
No, not yet. Here we go. Picture of the Gulf of Aden Stargate opening in the sea just off the coast of Yemen. Well, it looks to me like just cloud pattern in the
That's
sky.
That's what I thought. It just looks like clouds.
Yeah.
Almost looks like smoke.
Yeah. Well, and as evidence that there's something bizarre taking place in Yemen and in the Gulf of Aden, which, of course, is off the coast of Yemen, which is the southern part of the boot that forms the Arabian Peninsula, they point to the presence of the CIA and our new bases there in Yemen, which they claim are really there to find the Stargate or to protect the Stargate, not, in fact, to go after underwear bombers or the sheikh who is supposed to be, you know, number one on President Obama's death list.
Well, mind you, this story says that the grid activation is controlled by Ashtar from the Galactic Federation.
Oh,
on his
right.
command, all weapons will cease firepower, and we will launch the shuttles from our motherships, and we will bring the servicemen and servicewomen from all countries around the world home to their families.
Is this the same lady who said that the missile off of Los Angeles was actually intercepted by...
I don't know. This is
the Pleiadians or whomever.
This is accredited to a website called welcomethelight.com. So there you go.
That's
anyway, we will link to this if you want to take a look at it. It's an interesting read, if nothing else.
Well, there are so many sources of news on the internet and on television and, you know, print, and most of them are controlled by a very few media corporations. You get the few fringe sites like, well, PIDradio.com. But, you know, as we said so many times, you know, don't take what we say for gospel. You know, only take the gospel as gospel.
Amen.
When you look at all of these things, ask the questions. Who benefits? What's the message they want you to take away from it? What's the meme? What's the, you know, what's the idea that they want you to spread? Then compare that against Scripture and see how it stacks up. And when we see stories like this come out and we say, okay, this is another, you know, propagate the meme of the New Age movement. This is, you know, about the return of the Space Brothers to welcome us to the Galactic Brotherhood. And the Billy Meyer, Edgar Mitchell thing, this is, it's got a scientific veneer because, well, Dr. Mitchell was a scientist. He was an astronaut. He's totally New Age. He's totally playing for the wrong team. Billy Meyer, nothing more than a medium, and God had some pretty clear things to say about mediums and communing, conversing with the spirit realm. So, you know, just take all these things not for granted. I mean, take these things don't take them at face value either. Again, look for the message there and compare it against Scripture. And you start to find, after looking at these things repeatedly, you begin to see some patterns there, and generally the patterns, the messages, are Antichrist. I mean, because if they're not for Christ, they're Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And these things are denying the existence, usually, or at the very least, the deity of Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, what? Calling one of the Space Brothers Emmanuel? Please. There's your clue right there.
A huge clue. And it's, well, we'll tell you more about that on Thursday night when we talk to Tom Horn. But I just want to close with my favorite psalm, and I think it's something that is... appropriate when we're talking about the memes that are coming at us and trying to change our minds and control our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 1, the very first one. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
No better way to close than that. Until tomorrow, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Sam's still asleep. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content copyright Gilbert House and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone.